Angry Bastard Radio. It's the practice run. New female host tryout. It's a little bit of Trey Songz. We're going to be doing the show for a good hour. It's your boy G Quizzle. We'll get back to you after these. This song, this sweet song. Sweet, sweet, sweet motherfucking song. Peace.
White pills, white S550 sitting on some white heels. Niggas thinking birds for the win. I'm thinking white flight. Pull up in the white Ford, Dooley on some white shirt. I got a marriage to the gang. Even got a wet ring. Six white cars and I put that on everything. White Benz, white Porsche, white Bent, white rain, white bed, white brain, all white everything. All white everything. All white everything. Killing this come, I'm doing all white everything. All white everything. All white everything. I'm killing this some, I'm doing all white everything. I got white leg, white lane. Got white suede, big white crib inside. Got a white man, white snake, white child, white rags, white child. When I say white, I mean whiter than the White House. White couch, white pillars, white counters, white rugs. If we talking white, just know I had a white blood. White doors, white walls, even got some white halls. Bathroom coat, white blood with the white snow. White van, white yard, white trees, white leaves. Go and get my mail. In a pair of white spike leaves. Y'all think I'm tripping when I say I want a white horse. Bought a to 599, see the white horse. I'm married to the gang, even got a red ring. Six white cars and I put that on everything. White Benz, white Porsche, white bed, white rain. White vest, white brain, all white everything. All white everything, all white everything. Killing this from I'm doing all white everything. All white, all the checks, keep them at my boat, man. Get the white boy check, check my white postman. White socks, white draws, polo white tee, triple white turbo. Who I think he like? Pass right by a white flag, like what was that? Niggas still wearing fruity stones, man, who does that? White platinum gold rolling with the white stones, looking better than Lisa Ray in the white stones. Somewhere on the white beach. And some white sand, laying in the white bucket, build a white snowman. White sky, white cloud, you say it's a white day. White sky, white cloud, I say it look like, yeah. I'm married to the gang, even got a wet ring. Six white cars and I put that on everything. White Benz, white Porsche, white bent, white rain. White vent, white brain, all white everything. All white everything, all white everything. I'm doing all white everything. All white everything. All white everything. I'm about to kill him this summer. I'm doing all white everything.
Need to get these tracks out. I play it easy, yeah, but it's still like I'm a blackout. You don't believe me, go ahead, tell me what you rap about. You wanna see me, dog, we quick to get you mashed out. If you take it that route,
you better play your part and focus if you wanna grind. Shit is getting real, watch it heat up for the summertime. I'ma play it cool, no need for me to underline the fact that a nigga treat a track like it's supper time. Basically it's food, you hate to be the dude. Deep inside you, really couldn't take it being rude. See his legs when he fall, real shaky when he move. I'm trying to win, so the hood won't hate me if I lose.
Yeah.
Love an option, but to take it to you dudes. Got some goons that'll really strip you naked of your jewels.
Yeah, y'all hear what it is. This is your boy SD. Holding it the flip down on Angry Bastard Radio. You know how that nigga do. That nigga spits. I mean, nigga spit like reptile on fucking Mortal Kombat. Yo, man, it's your boy GQ holding it down Angry Bastard Radio Station. Let's just speak your motherfucking mind. And this is actually a practice run. We might be having a new female host. So it's a tryout. That's if she's not too nervous to get on. I mean, but I think she might have it. But I guess it's, I can't really put the say out here. I gotta let the three wise men, you know, get their vote in, I guess. But SD's in the building. What up, nigga?
What's good, man? What the fuck is going on out here?
I mean, shit, nigga. Niggas is just chilling, modulating. You know, doing what we do.
Who's niggas?
Huh? Oh, well, I guess I can say a nigga. Myself is just chilling, modulating.
Oh,
No doubt.
Fuck is everybody at? I called the Bruins. I actually texted the Bruins. Nigga E responded back. Fuck you, Trapapalo. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean, but it is what it is. A nigga go down to Florida, learn a couple of Spanish words. Nigga think he's Spanish now.
I guess so.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, hit us up at 914-338-1782. Taking shout-out vacations and requests until 12:30. We might, you know, get the show popping for an extra hour, depending on, you know, what the fuck is the movement. We got a caller on the air. They blocked their number, and their hand is raised, is risen. So we're going to see what the fuck, what the did-did-do, whatever the fuck it is, whatever the fuck Noriega said. Yo, caller, you on the air.
Top line.
Oh, Lord. Caller, you on the air. All right, they hung up. Now we about to go to the other caller. Caller, you on the air.
What up?
Yo, what? Mira, what up, mama?
Damn, nigga, I've been trying to get online and shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you trying to get online? Online or on the phone?
What's up?
You been trying to get online or on the phone?
On the phone. I kept saying hello, hello, and I kept hearing you talking all this shit, and I can't get it through, and I'm like, damn. Me and my bitch was trying to get through because my bro is calling from the other side or whatever. Anyways,
that
nigga, he's from Yonkers, so y'all from Yonkers or what the fuck?
He, Yonkers? Not that.
Yeah?
Nah, I'm in Jersey. He's in Staten Island.
Mm.
How do you get Yonkers from?
Because that number, 914, she said that's Yonkers, New York.
It is a Yonkers joint. Jump off. So, yo, what do you want to be called? Like, what do you want to go by? Because I don't want to blow your government out on live air.
Who?
You.
Who is?
I don't know. Sexy. Sexy E.
Nah, I can't.
Sexy E.
Hold on, I
can't follow them. Yeah, sexy E. I can't co-sign that.
What happened?
I can't co-sign that.
And nigga said, you can't co-sign it until you start seeing some flicks or something.
Basically, I can't co-sign that name. I just want a different one.
Dark green shades.
Hello?
Hello, my husband. You did? Yeah, what up?
All right, what's popping? Did I miss something?
Nah, you ain't miss nothing. We got sexy.
Who?
Sexy.
Who?
We call sexy.
Never heard of him.
He's a newcomer to Angry Bastard Radio. She's holding Florida now.
Is that right?
You know, she's holding it down in Florida, in lovely Florida. Let me turn this background music down because we got another caller in the building.
That's my peoples. That's Erica.
Oh, man. Yeah, you look government up on the motherfucking radio.
Ooh, that is
at the vision. So we got
Erica,
two.
Erica, hello.
I said, what up?
Yo, Erica, what's good? Where you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. How's the weather down there?
If you get back out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Should have kept my black ass out there.
Oh, yeah, SD, you was out there, right?
Yeah.
What part of Florida was you in?
Kissimmee.
Oh, that ain't too far from Orlando.
Yeah. That's
all
Puerto Ricans right there.
Yep, that's right, Boricuas.
Yeah, you hear them. I wish I had some bachata music that I could put on or some salsa or some shit.
You need some reggaeton, not bachata.
Yeah, you need reggaeton. Step your game up, papas.
Bachata is Dominican.
Oh, shit. Damn,
okay,
guys,
that's okay.
Whoa. I'm going to need you to keep it down over there.
What you mean?
Exactly what I just said.
What you mean? Now you will take it on. Now you're going to step your game up.
Niggas need that. First things first, this nigga be playing that reggaeton bullshit, so
nigga. Oh, hey, man. Hey,
I got to be bullshit, though. I got to be bullshit.
Nah, first thing, this is bullshit because it's the same fucking tone every time. That's why it's bullshit.
I'm saying, bro, if you say that about reggaeton, you might as well say that for reggae.
I don't listen to reggae. How about that?
Okay.
I love reggae too, so.
How about freestyle? Y'all know about freestyle? Put some freestyle.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't gonna hold you. I fuss with freestyle. Freestyle's that shit. That Stevie B shit, the motherfucking the Postman song, that's my shit.
Oh, okay.
You got Raquel in the Dream. That's my shit.
I must have missed something.
In the Dream?
Yeah, come on. In the Dream I am. You will find my. I sound like a fag. What happened, S?
I don't think this is my portion of the show, so I'll be falling back.
Oh shit!
No, I don't do all that other. You know.
Yeah, all that nigga does is listen to straight hip hop.
I mean, I listen to R&B sometimes. Depends. Depends on who's between my sheets or not.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I keep it up. Come on, son. This is AB Radio, dog. Like, come on.
Yeah, it is. Angry Grass and Radio, the station that you speak your mind. I got a question. When I went out to Orlando, alright, I will put it out there. I went out there looking for, you know, some booty cheeks. You know, from females.
And you didn't come across that. What happened?
Yeah. I ain't gonna hold
you. You didn't get no booty cheeks?
Unfortunately, I got no booty cheeks, and I was out there for 5 days.
Seen fat women? You seen the fat girls?
Huh?
Seen any fat bitches?
I seen a couple of big girls, man.
They're out there. They wear anything and don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
well, you know what?
Cool.
I was.
There's some shit that girls be wearing over here that they do not need to be wearing.
That
they
shit
cover
is disgusting.
It up.
I've seen a couple of fat chicks out there. I was pretty disgusted. The fuck is that? Yeah, I was pretty disgusted at the level of fat women I've seen out there. Come on,
I mean, I only saw like maybe 6 fat women the whole trip.
Oh, 6 too much, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? That's land of bikinis and beautiful.
Well, see, you was in Kissimmee or Kissimmee, whatever the fuck it is.
Right there next to Orlando, my G.
Well, I don't know, man. You must have been at a buffet or something like that.
Nah, I was good money. Like, I mean, I was
good crazy,
money.
Dog. In the buffet.
I was good money.
You need to go to Miami. Orlando is not. It don't be popping like that. You need to go to Miami.
But see, I was told Miami was just like it's overrated. I was told Clearwater Beach was
If you
want
to see
popping.
Some butt cheeks, if you want to see some butt cheeks and culos and shit, you gotta go to Miami. Because Orlando, you only miss the old heads. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're gonna see, old heads. You know what I'm saying? This
retirement. 4-hour drive. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's a long-ass drive.
That was a long-ass drive, my nigga.
I'm saying, if you want to see some cool or some butt cheeks, that's what you got to go. Or hit the strip clubs. Y'all didn't hit the strip clubs. Y'all got to go to Diamond Clubs. You got to go to, you know what I'm saying? Dancers. You find some small-ass chicks out there.
Strip
you know
club? Did you just really just say strip club? Like,
you go to strip clubs, but they be, you know what I'm saying? They be girls going to, like, you guys get it fucked up. You think you go to the strip clubs, go look at the girls. No. That's where you find people to go kick it and drink pop bottles, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a different state of mind, you know what I'm saying? It's not about going to strip club like a whole naked. You meet other people, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's when you're homophobic people that won't go if there's another chick there dancing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't have a good time around naked female that can't compose yourself, then that's a problem, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You should be able to be an adult, have a drink, enjoy a drink, and, you know, bitches could be showing their ass in cities and just chill, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my opinion, you know what I'm saying?
Real reckless with it, though.
I'm with you, Allison.
Bitches,
you know what I'm saying? Because you know how we get that.
Bitches is reckless in the strip club. Real talk. I'm not here to, like, reckless, you know. You ain't going to be reckless and try
to... Well, I mean, well, everybody got their own swag and their own style, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas are, you know, they can't handle that, so they, I mean, they shouldn't go to the strip club, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. Shit. Whatever you like. It's whatever you like, you know what I'm saying? You want to see hoes, go to the strip clubs. You want to be a good girl, go to church. You know what I'm saying? Do shit. Hey.
There's some hoes in church also, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, if you want to see fags, go, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like,
but see, the only thing that sucks, well, actually, one of the few things that sucks about Orlando is that all y'all clubs close at 200
fucking
months.
I'm going to log out. Yo, I'll let y'all, for real.
Water.
I got to, I'll be back Orlando.
Water.
Hey, yo, you want the internet thing so you can listen online?
What's that?
You want to listen online?
No, I want to sit here and conversate because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like to put my opinion out, too, you know what I'm saying?
Who's the one that said that they was hanging up?
I was going to hang up, but I could take the, I'm going to use the washroom with the phone in my hand. It's cool.
You going to use the what?
The restroom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. I mean, is it number one or number two? It depends. If it's number two, then I don't know.
They niggas want to hear you train going on the toilet.
Damn. Oh, wow. I ain't gonna do the number two, nigga. Damn.
About to say, lay off that rice.
I'm gonna wash my hands. You never know.
Tell me.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
It's just to have good hygiene and wash your hands, right? What's wrong with that? Nothing, right?
Nigga, sure I don't hear no loose being pinched.
Nigga said, you fucking creep. You're not respected here. Oh, word. Is that right?
Hey, yo, I'm gonna put this skit on real quick. This is a big shout out to all the guys out there that get their ears nagged the fuck out from women that
wow.
Just constantly wants to hear themselves talk. You know how women just talk and talk and talk and talk, and instead of arguing back with them and fighting with them and escalating your boys, punching holes in the wall, doing all types of dumb, crazy shit like that. There's one thing that you can do. You can just agree with them, and it'll piss them off,
right.
But it'll make you feel a lot better.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what you gotta do. Disagree with them.
Yeah.
You don't gotta do
shit. If a nigga ignores me when I'm arguing, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
It pisses you off more, but then you feel bad. You feel bad. Oh, you're like, dang, he ain't even arguing back at me. You know what I'm saying? So let me just shut up.
We're gonna play these three skits right back to back to back. It's Cam'ron arguing with his bitch. Actually, it's Cam'ron just agreeing with his bitch. Keep it locked. It's your boy GQ, Angry Bastard Radio. Right now we live with you live with SB located in Staten Island. Your boy GQ located in Jersey. Your girl Sexy E located in Orlando. And you got somebody else.
Sleazy E, man.
Sleazy E. And we got Sexy E 2, or there's two E's in here that are female. And they're both from Florida, so fucking, I guess she's Boricua E. I don't know.
We both
keep it locked. Angry Bad the Radio.
Stop. Never know where I'm going to be.
Never know.
You ain't gonna come by my house. You ain't gonna come by nowhere I'm at.
How you know?
Because I know you now.
Well, you don't know that. So a lot of times you think I ain't somewhere and I'm right the fuck there.
I know.
What?
I said you right.
Yeah, I know I'm the fuck right. Where you at anyway?
I'm at Philly.
You ain't in Philly? They were the best on me, that shit.
I'm in Mount Airy.
Yeah, I know that's where you probably know. Where you meet that girl at all the time when you come out there. Or not, you just. That's why you always thinking that shit about me. I know how you is. I know you probably got like 10, 12, 15 different sex partners. You got all them different bitches up in your dick. You just real fucking nasty. And I don't lie like that. But that's how you get down.
All right, you right.
And you want to take a fucking argument. because you don't want to be around me. I don't like that. For real, that shit is so wrong.
Call me next week.
Ain't no call. I don't like when you even saying that. What you mean calling you the fuck next week? I'm calling right now. What the fuck I call next week for?
I'm busy this weekend.
Then you talking to me like I just met you. Talk to somebody else like that. I don't want to hear that. That busy shit.
All right, you right.
Why I'm right what?
Everything you're saying is right.
Yeah, I know everything I'm saying is right. So why do you try to pick arguments from people who you don't want to be around me? Like, why do they?
I'm wrong for that.
Yeah, you is wrong for that shit. Just got finished being in the fucking bed with somebody coming over this fucking hotel, getting on my fucking nerves. What you doing? Nigga, you been doing you since I fucking met you. I can fuck 10 niggas in front of you, man. You shouldn't even give a fuck. All that cheating you do.
You right.
Fucking nasty ass. For real, I'm serious. Like, really. And you do that shit to me because I let you. For real. I'm really fucking tired of it. Then you want to come to the party. You need to be a fucking man. And just be like, look. I'm going to do this. I'm doing this. I get with you next week. Don't come out here. Don't say that. You got me fucking staying in a fucking hotel wasting my motherfucking money. Knowing you ain't gonna give me a dime. You don't give a fuck where I lay, what I'm doing, and none of that. You wanna try to bring niggas' name up just to try to be the fuck smart? Bitch, you don't wanna be the fuck around me.
You right.
All that shit you doing, play the fuck out. I know you inside. I'm like 5 steps ahead of you, pussy. I know you don't live the fucking Fort Lee no more. I'm not the fuck dumb. Ain't nothing true about me. I know every fucking thing I want to know.
You right.
I ain't got time for that bullshit with you no more, though.
You right.
You gotta cut that shit out. That's gonna stop. And then when I call you, you wanna act like you need to call me next week. Next week, my motherfucking ass.
You right.
Yeah, I know you wanna keep trying to work my motherfucking nerves, saying I'm right and shit.
You
for
are.
Real.
You're right.
And really, I'm a little mad because I don't like that.
You right.
Well, you know, I'm right. Just be, I'm like, serious, like, what do you want a bitch to do?
You right.
I don't get that shit with you. For real, I don't understand you. I ain't gonna try to understand you, because I know you like to play mind games, but you fucking with the right one with that, because I play them too.
You right.
I want you to know that shit. Ain't no, I'm right, nothing, because when that time don't pop, and one of them bitches got herpes in your mouth, don't call my fucking phone. Now, I hope you got this shit taped when I'm seeing. That's when you gonna fucking die. Because you twice think you gonna talk to every fucking body that you sick.
You right.
I be just trying to fall back. Ain't no, I'm white chick, damn. So what you want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
I'm gonna go here and let you do you. You want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
Is you gonna be in town?
Yes.
I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now. Right now. The world is very different now. You know what? Swish seeds out of hater if you move foolish. My money grew, you couldn't measure it with 10 rulers. Frank Mueller's cooler than an ice cooler. Fight loser, all back to my jewelers. Straight trapping, hard dog kick cracking. Water whipping, microwave is old fashioned. Bird flu, I'm going in like a curfew. I raise you niggas just like I birth you. You niggas pigeons, vultures, fucking buzzers. I sit the bones of a fucking and bitch bloody.
I pull up in a mentally, I feel like it's a dream. And if it is, nobody's
not Superman, but Gucci man flying your city, dig it, put it in a friendly with all the pretty bitches. For the taller than the vocal booth, cause I'ma talk shit. Taller to the two, it ain't no telling what I'm quit. They getting wide again, good, so I'ma go and get it. Fuck, how you feel about it? Ain't you like you got a living kitchen?
Say ho.
Ho,
all the hoes say,
ho,
ho, ho,
ho.
Yeah. Here we go. 8 pounds, 6 foot, master flip down your toes.
Put on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. It can hit up after hit. This 10-minute shit is so legit, I can't be quick. Like a prophylactic, now they riding dick. Like, silent on these suckers out here trying to buy their bitch. Now they rich, try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost, to giving away the draw. Words to the brown, Jane, see some chicken chow, man. Really, man, you done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the thing? Hey, my main thing, got my last name. Yeah, that I'm main.
All right. Enough of that fucking shit. You know what, dog? I don't understand why Gucci Mane is so fucking popular. Like, down south, all the motherfuckers listen to is Gucci Mane and Lil Wayne and Young Jeezy. It's amazing, because up north, we listen to Jay-Z and D-Block and 50 Cent and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers. I don't understand it. Like, I mean, Sexy E, she banged. I don't know if her phone died. I mean, she had a Metro piece of shit, so maybe that goes to that phone she got. Maybe that shit hung up or something. But E from Orlando, you're still here.
Yeah, I mean, she's there too. Where's she at?
There she go right there. I'm going to ask her this question because she's like real big. So she told me, oh, you need to download Gucci Mane. Yo, what the, you know what? You're back online, Sexy E. Now, this is the deal. I'm over here trying to download shit, you know, to get the southern taste of Angry Rap Radio, great music-wise. And I actually, because I really don't fuck with Gucci Mane, and I actually listened to a couple of tracks. And I find myself forcing myself listen to the whole song. Like, what the fuck does he talk about? All he talks about is, well, he doesn't really talk about anything. No rapper really talks about anything nowadays, but he sounds retarded. Like, I understand how you motherfuckers can like this dude.
I'm not
okay.
Hold on. I like
up north hip-hop.
I do.
Oh, you like up north
hip-hop? Well, I'm originally from New York. I live here in Orlando, but yeah.
What part of New York?
Yonkers.
Oh, all right, that's how you knew when 914 was the youngest thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. That's what's up. I'm about to say, man, because it's like, motherfuckers, I'm searching through the radio to listen to, and I'm like, damn, man, this radio fucking shit sucks. If it's not Lil Wayne, it's Soulja Boy. If it's not Soulja Boy, it's Waka Flocka, who I still don't know who the fuck that is.
I mean, I heard them, but I don't know who they are.
Some New Yorker that moved down there.
What happened, SD?
Some New York nigga that moved down there.
Oh, really? That's who it was. Well, he's from New York.
Yeah, New York. Yes, he is.
I mean, I don't understand what the fuck is going on here. And then you got Rick Ross, who says nothing, but his beats is hot.
Man, you say some shit sometimes. I don't listen to that nigga though. I keep it 100.
I like some of Rick Ross and stuff. He's good.
None of them Florida rappers. No disrespect.
But see, yeah, it's because it's like that music is like here. This is like that's like South music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Florida.
The only nigga I listen to out of Florida is my son Smitty. And I don't even listen to Smitty that much.
Smitty?
Some little Haiti nigga.
Well, you know what? Also, real shit, I used to listen to Southern music. But it was like niggas like a little Scrappy and
Scrappy.
This was back in the day though.
He only had that one song.
Who's the other nigga? Young Dro or
Young
Dro. Young Zo or some shit like that.
Young Jeezy?
Who?
Young Jeezy? Is that what
you
call him? Jeezy?
Nah, Jeezy, that's my nigga too, but it was some other nigga. He I forget what
memory.
Juvenile?
Yeah,
no.
Juvenile was my shit. No Limit Soldiers was that shit back then.
Niggas can't No Limit.
No Limit Soldiers, that shit. You can't even front that shit. Scarface.
I can front on that shit.
Oh, man.
I fuck with Mystical. I ain't fuck with everybody.
Mystical was nice, too.
Yeah,
oh, the good
Mystical
now.
I can't even lie.
Mystical.
Uh-huh.
So you trying to say I nigga use a fan of Master P? Master P was trash.
The Master P was trash?
Sofa Shocker was
trash. You fucking crazy.
I like Sofa Shocker. He was
Master P. Hold on. Did you say
make him say
all them niggas.
You sound
so you mean tell me that when Master P came out with that, make him say, you wasn't with it? You wasn't fucking with it?
It's trash, nigga. Trash.
You fucking crazy. That nigga, he's fronting right now. He on front street.
I'm not fronting. You ain't never heard me say, yo, Master P. You ain't never heard me mention that nigga. I'm not fronting.
You was a little poop butt when that shit came out, nigga. You couldn't even pee straight when that shit came out.
Stupid. I was pissing on your girl's breast, nigga. Of course I could push you. Are you crazy?
Don't worry. You gonna piss on my girl's breast, nigga?
I don't have fucking kidnappers, nigga.
They don't even got a girl. That's fucked up.
I know. After that happened.
Actually, you know what? I'm lying. I do have a girl. My girl happens to be your mother.
My girl happens to be your mother. Fucking point Dexter over here. So let's take a fix.
Point Dexter.
Go to the
I'm a No Limit soldier. I thought I told you. Fucking hating, nigga.
I'm not hating. I just said Master P was trash. I fucked with everybody else. Silk was garbage. What am I talking about?
Yeah, Silk the Shocker. What the fuck did he make?
Exactly my point. These are the niggas you vouching for.
No, nigga, I'm vouching for motherfucking Mystical. I'm vouching for Master P. I'm vouching for,
How do I put a head on this nigga? How do I kill this nigga, man?
Who?
I don't know. Some shit I'm playing. Some bullshit motherfucker sent me an invite to.
Yeah, but Sexy E, like, what the fuck is
so sexy?
Like, every chick down south be riding motherfucking Gucci Mane. Oh my god, he's so sexy. Like, are you kidding me? First of all, y'all jock ride Lil Wayne, who is an ugly creature. I don't even know if he's human.
You know what? Don't disrespect Lil Wayne, because that nigga. He's the man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even got to suspect like that, you know what I'm saying? You know he's running it, so it's whatever. He's locked up and still making money.
Is he locked up? Oh, yeah, he is locked up.
I'm in the Matrix. Who's locked up?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, you call that lock up? Oh, boy.
I do like T.I., though. I got to say, T.I. is...
That
he's not lying. I like him. Everything he talk about is real, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm not even going to call you Sexy E. I'm going to call you Chi-Town.
Yeah, call me Chi-Town.
Why? That was Chi-Town that said that shit?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so much hate.
How was that hating?
Why is he a faggot? Can I give you a reason on why that man's a faggot before I call you a hater?
I just don't dig his shit. Like, he ain't talking about shit. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, his shit was right. Now he ain't talking about nothing. Like, I'm going to run that down.
Grown man. Because he ain't on that little kid shit no more. That's what. He's on his grown
okay,
man.
Okay,
he's
going to run the town. He ain't running.
Okay,
shit.
So wait, hold up. All right, so hold up. So what the fuck does Lil Wayne say?
Lil Wayne says
he talk about
rap.
He talk about
prostitutes,
how he get money, how he stole. He be talking about everything, dog. You know? Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly. I'm gonna tell you exactly.
His wife is official. All he needs is a whistle. He's tight. Like, that nigga's official, dog. Like,
he's nice.
You know, like, he ugly as fuck. He's ugly as fuck and got all them whole friends.
Oh,
like, that's the man.
Nigga is
oh,
nice.
My.
Got money.
Oh, shit. This is crazy,
that nigga is crazy. I got Lil Wayne fans on this fucking show, huh, boy?
Yo, hold on. Let me stop the track real quick. I'm going to tell you exactly, and I thought it was hot, but actually when I fucking thought about it, I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga saying? This nigga said, I pop up in the middle of the hot block, make the drop top, plays hot shots on them hoes. Lil Wayne, right from Kim's Corner Store, chop a wicked nigga ass up like the morning show. Put me in the game, and I'm seeing call audibles. Hearts being fast, better work on your cardio. How you want it? Video, audio, cardio, body getting mailed to your gal. Chill. Pussy ass nigga die slow, don't yell. I put it on the streets and I bet it's gonna sell. What's on the floor was shorter than nails, just how make money crack, I'ma make bail. I'm a Libra and my sign is a scale. If it don't measure up, then a nigga getting killed. Smaller the car, the bigger those wheels, and the nigga so hot that I give a bitch chills. The fuck is he saying? I know what he's saying, but like you call that making sense? The shit sounds hot because everything is matching and everything's rhyming. And you're like, damn, that shit is hot. If you really listen to it, you're like, what the fuck is he saying?
Man, y'all really hating on Lil Wayne? It's like, hater proof for Lil Wayne? Like, are you serious?
I got a reason, though. I don't listen to niggas that spit ABC rap. I don't listen to that shit. It's not because, oh, I don't think his music is popping. It's just, I don't listen to that shit because I don't like that ABC rap shit. That's why I don't listen to Cameron, because that's another ABC rapper. They're all ABC rappers. I don't do that.
And Cam's that nigga, but
I'm
once again, he don't say shit.
I'm not mad at
did you.
Did
you say that
no.
About Cameron? No, he didn't.
Yes, I did say that about Cameron.
No.
What's all Cameron? You don't like Cameron either?
No.
Yeah, she said, now you can say whatever you want about Lil Wayne, but leave motherfucking Cameron out of it.
That's Cameron Giles.
He's not alone.
Now, I think Cameron was better when he had that confession.
Back way back in the days, right? Before he started talking that fucking, I move. What he said, this nigga said some stupid shit on the fucking track, and I was like, oh my God, how do niggas listen to this nigga?
Oh, wait, you talking about when he's like, I get the computer's puking.
Nah, it's some newer shit. It's some newer shit.
Newer shit?
It's some shit like I got, oh my God, I don't even remember what this nigga said. I don't even want to say it because that shit sounds so fucking retarded. So, like, second grade, like I can't even, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I fucks with Cam, but Cam, You got to admit,
funny
Bob.
He's a funny nigga. When it comes to skits and him talking shit, I fucks with the nigga. But when it comes to listening to that nigga's music, nah, I'm done.
I fucks with him, but that nigga, see, he doesn't really say much either. Like, he just, I'm a rhyme shit. I mean, it's just nice how he says it. Just like Lil Wayne, it's nice how he puts it together, but, I mean, is that what hip-hop is nowadays? Is a bunch of metaphors? Because if that's the case,
maybe.
So I got to say about Common.
Common's that nigga. Common's that nigga.
I listen to conscious rappers. Niggas that
Common, Mos Def.
These is niggas that show themselves. I fuck with them.
Mobb Deep.
Hey,
that's the shit right there, Mobb Deep.
Hell yeah.
That's the business right there, dog.
Negative.
Okay, who's this guy? He be hating on everything. Who's this guy right here?
Whoa, that's the wrong question.
So that was a compliment. I don't think that was
a compliment. Who are you? That's the real question. Who are you?
Easy with my girl, right? I'm Psy-Town. I'm Psy-Town, but it's like every, like, you don't like, no, you ain't fucking with nobody. Like, you,
exactly.
I mean, do you fuck with Clifton? Do you fuck with the Psy-Town shit?
You ain't in my crew. I don't listen to you straight up.
That's because you can flow, right? You can flow? Is that what it is?
I want to hear.
You can flow?
I guess so. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Actually,
yeah. Let's hear you.
I track, man. I don't flow. See, I got track, shorty. Like,
okay, well, do whatever you're doing. Do it. Let us see what you can do there. Hey, Erica, I'm finna go to your crib and charge my phone, dog, because my shit about to die out.
I told you this shit was about to be a wrap. You better call from your sister's shit.
She got me tripping on her phone, though. Anyway, do y'all know about Project Pat?
Who?
No, Project Pat? I haven't heard shit from that nigga in a minute.
You know what? That's funny, because I used to listen to Project Pat.
I only listen to Project Pat and motherfucking David Banner and all them shits because of their beats. Like, their beats is
Project hitting. Pat be saying some shit sometimes, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes.
He do, like, back in, you know what I'm saying? Like, he be snapping. Project Pat get down.
Real nigga shit, that's why. I listen to the real niggas.
You know what's funny? The funny thing about it is that niggas that normally rhyme themselves, they tend to not really fuck with a lot of motherfuckers out there.
Like
this brother right here.
I'm sorry, not one of them niggas, you heard?
He rhymes. Like, I got a couple of tracks with him on there rhyming. But, and he, you know, is always, he don't really diss that many. He's mainly a D-Block fan. That's like, if you ask me what's his favorite group,
Y.O., the boys from Y.O., that's right. Fucks with them niggas. The rest of these niggas, I can't really fuck with.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't true to themselves before the music, feel like that.
It's your boy GQ. We got an hour and 5 minutes left in this show.
Niggas like a little way.
This is the motherfucking practice run. New female host tryout.
I don't know.
They fucking up. Chi-Town's in the building. We got Yonkers, Y.O. in the building. It's Drizzle in the building. Drake? I really don't like Drake.
I ain't gonna hate on his lyrical ability, because he can say some shit at times, but
he's a faggot.
Yeah.
he tries to sound like some rapper. I can't. Like,
Wayne.
Say who?
Like,
no, not Lil Wayne.
Simple as that. Lil Wayne's.
Like,
Wayne.
Somebody.
That's Lil Wayne's other side that Wayne never got to express. Believe me.
He got it, I guess.
Wayne. I can't listen to Aubrey. Too much on my ears.
I think his best song was that one he came out with.
Aubrey, I'm done.
Name,
do you know that? I said
that
nigga's name. Aubrey.
What's that the name of that song? For that.
Hold on.
Drake.
Why the fuck is that even over there? Move, nigga. You sound stupid.
stupid as hell. This nigga done clipped over and took a phone
call. Damn, my phone's gonna die, yo. Erica, bring me your charger, ho.
Bring your charger, ho.
Where's your charger? What happened?
Oh, I got a charger in the car, dog. You know what?
The car, dog.
Go in the car.
Damn. That's a mission.
Yo, play some Smokano with Erica Badu.
That
what was that song they
me.
Had?
That,
oh, that was a shit,
it.
Too.
I don't got it. Talk to that nigga. That nigga is at the switchboard right now. I ain't got it.
You ain't got it? You know what you're talking about, right?
No, I don't.
You don't know what you're talking about?
No.
But I went to it, my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me.
That's too old for me.
No, man, put some good music like The Dream, some R&B shit.
The dream.
Put some Dream. I love The Dream.
Are you listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth? Huh.
What?
The Dream. You know what I'm saying? What I ain't dream?
Nigga, you ain't got that shit.
Yeah, I can't fly. I really don't have no dreams. I gotta really update my shit. I'm saying, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, respect my gangsters. Is this what you was looking for?
Real nigga DJ, shut the fuck up, ho.
I don't like that slow down music. I don't.
What do you mean?
That rah, 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 I hate that. Oh. Oh no! It's been a lot of weird like that.
You can tell. Oh, you mean that? That.
They call it over here. They call that slow down. They call that slow down music. Or whatever.
Yeah, you mean chopped and screwed?
Yeah, chopped and screwed. There you go. I don't like that shit.
That shit is corny, man. I don't understand. Like,
yeah,
had
really, who the fuck likes to listen to music like that? That shit is
high on cocaine to fucking say that that shit is hot. And you actually got motherfuckers out here like, yo, man, I want to hear this, that new track by Jigga, but I want to hear Chopped and Screwed. Like, what is this? Yo, you fucking kidding me?
No.
chopped and screwed.
No, no. That's not even right. I don't know why they do that. They just shouldn't. I did it all.
And they do it on every fucking song. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
You gotta be high off of something. It's off of some fucked up shit. Boy, that shit
would
be hot.
You know, like back in the day, they used to have like the record players. You know what I'm saying? You could change the feet on it. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I understand you're trying to mix something, some shit, and alright, true, you're mixing something. But it's like.
That's not even mixing, though. That's just slowing that shit down.
Yeah, like, you really slowing this shit down.
No.
Like, that shit is corny.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it is what it is, though.
Hey, Erica, where you at?
Oh, what's good?
Oh.
Y'all quiet, though.
Yo.
It's over. Yo.
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 Oh, this thing went up a little P3. I'm about to.
Hello?
Hey, who called you?
Erica.
Yeah, I'm here.
Boy, government.
Oh. My phone is acting up, man. I don't know what's up with the damn metro shit.
Yes, that's exactly what's wrong with it. It was a metro.
Hey, well, you know what? He said he don't like your metro, ma. He said he's gonna buy you the HTC one. Just for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you a new Evo, alright? Wait by the mail for it. You might be waiting for a while,
man,
but, you
I'm
know.
Good. I'm good with my metro, dog. I'm good. Anyway.
That's like having a Saturn.
That shit is like having a fucking cop on speed dial.
What kind of car is that? It's a Saturn.
Like having cops on speed dial.
I wish a motherfucker would ask me to be in a Saturn commercial.
Damn, niggas put this nigga in the infirmary, dog. What the fuck?
I don't want to be caught dead in a commercial. And driving a Saturn. I don't even think they sell Saturns anymore.
That's what I was just giving to ask. They even sell them anymore? I haven't even seen one in a long time.
Yo, do you remember do y'all remember Geos?
Yep.
They had a little corny commercial. Geo, no matter what. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? This shitty ass little ass car. It's real accidental. A motherfucker, you can fucking crash a big wheel into a Geo in a total.
Damn, niggas put this thing in there. Fucking infirmary.
Little God. Ass car.
Damn.
Yeah, but, hey, yo, who's listening to the show?
Me.
Oh, so you actually found the way. It's funny how you got to the show, and I didn't even tell you how to get there. Mm-hmm. Got skills, kiddo.
Okay,
hey,
at?
Yo. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, yo, SD.
What's the problem?
What's that one song where, I don't know if you made it or if D-Block made it. It's with the Goonies. In the beginning, you hear Chunk say, hey, you guys.
Oh, hey, you guys. That's our shit, nigga.
That's your shit? Yo, yeah. The way y'all put that together was pretty smooth,
hey,
man.
Hey, you guys.
What did you download it on the Spliff?
Nah, I think MVLL. All
right. I'm going to play a quick track by my boy. Are you in that song?
Yeah, I'm the last nigga on the track, man.
Alright, for Yonkers and Shottown, y'all wanted to know if he raps. Well, he has his, you know, he does a solo thing, and he also has a little group out in Staten Island, New York. And as he said, he's the last one. So, hopefully your shitty ass phone won't hang up, and maybe you could tell him what y'all think about.
Why don't
maybe
you just fast forward the shit to his part, and you know we won't have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even that serious, actually.
What you saying?
He said, rewind to the fucking his part, and we won't have a problem. I mean, I can't
hear
rewind.
I want to listen to it. So put it on.
Alright, so I'm going to put this on. This is by MVLL. The beat is pretty hot. So here it goes. This is the world premiere on Angry Bass Radio. 53 minutes left.
That world premiere.
Be a hero, be a target for the haters that are after you. Be a hero, they look homeless, grab your fingers, do what you have to do.
I'm down for whatever. Splatter your wig so bad the doc couldn't even stitch it back together. Every day you breathe just like the pain gets worse. It never go away cause every day it rains it hurts. Fuck history, just looking at the prophecy. Monstrosity and ignorance is how I get my monopoly. None of y'all is hot as me, grade me A's. I have you dancing in wheelchairs like Crazy Blade. You a bitch ass nigga, I'm a big hand after the seven. Small hands on a thick ass nigga. Smock fan, what you think the crew there for? They can't wait for me to drop like the New Year's ball. While you recovering and tripping off a Viking, and I'm busy bringing feet to your door like a Titan. Pick my foot up and ask niggas, or when he wanna be it'll knock him all the ass niggas.
Be a hero, be a target for the haters that are after you. Be a hero, they look homeless, grab your fingers, do what you have to do. Be a hero, be a target for the haters that are after you. Be a hero, they look homeless, grab your fingers, do what you have to do.
I'm not the type to get mad, I get even with ya. Smack you so hard, my palm print, I'll leave it with ya. Think it's hard now, watch when I get even with ya. We got an issue, I ain't waiting, I'ma come and meet ya. Take your heart about the chest and just leave it with ya. Not the type to need a weapon, man, I'd rather beat ya. Do you so bad, have you looking like a creature. I'm a bit hostile when I ain't got no reaper. You hear the beast in my voice coming out the speaker. Rap 101, the left of me, they call a teacher. 6'4 long arms, it ain't hard to reach ya. In this booth like a church, sounding like a preacher. I took some pies, I ain't talk about location pizza. Got a bunch of tats tatted all around my feature. A lot of people, they don't like me, I don't like them either. These dudes only get fly when it's fucking Easter. Money, cop a whole lot of these, stack paper, till we got a whole lot of cheese, puff chocolate, so I need a whole lot of trees, won't cop it, if it got a whole lot of seeds, off topic, I roll with a whole lot of cheese, that'll pop it, and roll with a whole lot of seeds on my conscience, he's telling me I don't gotta leave all this nonsense, haters got a whole lot of greed, I'ma turn this into something that it don't gotta be, I could tie you up and hang you from a rope by the tree, damn, it get crazy when you know about a key and some clown niggas trying to spend a whole lot of G. Frustration is something that you don't gotta see. There's a chance you'll be floating in the boat by the sea. It's not a joke. You won't find another bro hot as me. We on the low and we still copping smoke by the P.
Be a hero, be a target for the haters that are after you. Be a hero, they look homeless, grab your fingers, do what you have to do.
Yo, that last track was by SD. SD is one of the hosts from Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up at 914-338-1782, taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until what is it, 12:39? Until, damn, 1:30 in the fucking a.m. Or you can hit us up at, hit me up at Facebook. It's G-E-E space Q-E-W. That's G as in goat, E as in eat, space Q as in quiet, E as in eat, W as in walrus. And let me know what you thought about the track. Let's see what the ladies think. ladies?
Yeah.
What's your view on it?
Well, I think, my opinion, he's all right. He's good. I mean, it was all right. He got that swag, that straight up New York swag, you know what I'm saying?
And that's,
you know, it's all right. I mean, I ain't hating. It was straight, you know what I'm saying? He's more into, like, I don't know, like you know, Dedicus, he got that Dedicus swag. And it's cool, it's fucking different.
It is, whoa. Wow.
He said Jadakiss, wow.
Yeah, that's how I had that. When I listened to it, that's what I thought of it. When I first listened to it, that's what I was like, damn, it sounds like Jadakiss shit.
But he's a little more mellow is what you mean, right?
It's just like the swag is like more like freestyle, like it's freestyle, that's what y'all call it.
He's more mellow, he's more mellow.
Yeah, it was like, it was straight. I didn't hate, I give him
some thumbs up. I'm going to tell you why he sounds different, though, because he wasn't saying, hey, girl, hey, yo, girl, and this and that, and Cuddy this and Cuddy that. Hey,
yeah,
girl, hey,
shit.
Girl,
like,
girl.
Like, niggas ain't me motherfucking rapping like that. Like, you ain't hear me say nothing about a fucking gun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like,
well, that's good. Not everything has to be about a gun or shooting somebody or killing somebody, you know. That shit's whack, too.
He said he'll grab a nigga in a rope.
Oh, yeah. I'll rope you up.
Yeah. You
I'll rope you up. Just get roped immediately.
Get roped.
Shit happens out here.
It does.
That's one of my checks I don't even like. Like, okay, cool.
Cool.
So this radio station is where? Is this in Yonkers, is it? The 914, where did 914 come from?
It's actually, it's a Yonkers number. I think, because, see, we're based out of Blog Talk Radio, so it's an internet thing, but considering the fact that I have this shit programmed as if I'm doing the show from New York. So I think the closest host number it gave us, it was a 914.
Shit, this dude still run this shit? That John Sweet nigga still runs this shit?
Yeah, he's still holding it down.
God.
Shit is sweet, though, because I'm over here downloading tracks to the to our music file while I'm on the phone.
John.
And I'm seeing my shit pop up. That shit is hot.
I ain't even going to say nothing about the sweet man.
Ah, sweet man looking out, man. Shit is all right.
Yeah, it's been all right lately, so I ain't had to go in on him lately.
Yeah. Ladies, if you're a little confused, which I'm sure you are, we tend to have a lot of hateration through the owner of Blog Talk Radio. And normally when our shit is jumping, our shit is cracked. We start experiencing technical difficulties and shit like that.
Word.
Out of nowhere.
So you Moreno?
Yeah, all day.
I know you. The other one.
All day.
He said okay?
Yeah, he said all day.
Oh, I couldn't hear what he was saying. Okay. Just one minute.
Yeah, I am.
How you know I'm Moreno? How you know I ain't Dominican?
Because I know you're not.
Motherfucker, wasn't you just out there, nigga?
Oh, yeah. Word. Word.
See, I didn't want to say it like that. I didn't want to put it out like that. You know? I just said, I know.
Fuck yourself, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? That nigga should have had me out there. I ain't had a wild card out there. See, I fucked up.
Yeah, dog, you should have took a plane
out
there.
What do you want to come over here for? You said you just finished telling us
so
that
I can turn it up now.
There was nothing
but
fat girls over here.
So
we don't like
your
vacation, myself, you know?
Man, you ain't fucking my shit up. You crazy. I don't even want to talk to get ready.
He said he came to Florida. He saw a bunch of fat girls.
There was some fat bitches out there. I ain't gonna lie. There was some fat bitches.
Yo, but fat girls need love too. What's wrong with that? Come on.
Man. I don't.
How you look? You fat? You skinny? How you look?
Not for me. I'm not fat. I tell you that. That's all you need to know.
Oh, excuse me. What? You slim, skinny?
I'm athletic.
Athletic. Athletic.
Wow. That's so.
Athletic.
Look at the athletic.
I'm just athletic. That's all I can really say right now at this moment.
Okay.
I'm all right. I'll do me. Put it like that. And they should have had the wild card out there, nigga. Oh, boy.
I know.
Come through. These niggas are coming over here next month. They just ride out with them.
Shit.
Who's these niggas?
These niggas are...
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's fuck. I'm saying, but you're not
going back?
Yeah, son, yo, dog.
See, y'all niggas, well, see, man, listen, where I was at, motherfucker, it was a motherfucking cheat, nigga, so.
I'm saying, but dog, like,
you know what, DQ, you need to bring him with you next time. He's going to have fun with us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, as long as y'all not crammed up in that car, what the hell?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
y'all
niggas drove out there?
I'm done with y'all.
Niggas ain't drive out there. What we did was we took the plane out there, and then, yo, son, my fucking flight there and back was $160. Uh-huh. Can't beat that. Fucking.
You went to Southwest? Hold on, what? How much you paid, GQ? You paid round trip, how much?
$160.
$160?
Yeah, I was on Spirit Airlines.
Damn, I gotta go online tomorrow then, because I need to get
Southwest is the best shit, because every time my son, he just came from Philly. And when he go over there, he goes to Southwest, and they don't charge, like, for, you know how the other ones they do in and out where they have to charge for the bags?
Yeah.
I gotta do that one. I don't gotta pay no baggage.
I like to smoke weed. I can't do that plane shit.
Oh, wow.
I keep it
up. You can't do it on a bus either or on a train, so you don't have to drive.
Yeah, that nigga drives everywhere.
That's a long drive, though. That's uncomfortable.
That's
a ride if you're smoking and drinking.
Man, that ride's crazy. I hate that ride. No.
That shit,
you don't want to get pulled over by them state boys in different states.
Nigga, you act like a bitch. You're going to get pulled over. Niggas be acting like bitches, man. I'm hating that shit, man. Stop
fucking with those
states. Stop mentioning state troopers, dog. That shit is not the movement to even be talking about.
Hmm.
That shit funny because someone was trying to put that bug in my ear before I left out there. Like, you hope you don't get up. Like, yo, shut the fuck up with all that, my nigga. I don't need to hear that shit, dog. Like, you trying to second guess me, and that shit is not working, nigga. I'm bringing all of this weed with me. Leave me alone. God damn, I'm back home. What's good?
Aren't you, what plane you taking up here? Chi-Town?
Yeah, I need to go online tomorrow, and I'm going to check it out. I heard Spirit, I think it is. It'd be cheap. It's just like $1 or something like that.
That's what he just
said. It's cheap. It's cheap, but you got to, like, this is how they get you. Because I joined this club called 29. It's the $9 club. And it's like you get tickets for $29. But they charge you a certain price where you want to sit on the plane. They charge you to bring, like, you can bring one free bag on the plane. But after that, if you want to bring a second one, they charge you for that. If you want to put it on
the plane.
Fucking niggas
charge you to use the bathroom, too?
They charge you for that.
For that. What the hell?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
that's like the $200.
I mean, it still came out cheap. It still came out cheap for me. And I put two luggages underneath the fucking plane. And my shit still came out cheap.
Because I don't be like, yo, send me anywhere you want. I don't need no luggage. I'm going to buy me some clothes in New York, and that's it. My shit going to come out to like $9.99.
My clothes out here? Wow.
Oh, yeah. She wants to know about the fashion. Like, I told her, I'm low-load out.
I don't know about Brooklyn, but you go to Fordham Road in the Bronx?
Oh, wow. Well, if you shop there, of course you're going to get some cheap shit.
Well, they got, like, it'd be like name brand shit, though.
It'd be name brand.
Yeah, your name, like, it might have, you know, you might be missing an O on your polo.
I want real shit.
Nigga,
you gotta get my
stuff. I mean, yo, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even going to put nobody on blast, but I saw a nigga out there walk by with a Pelly Pelly outfit on, dog.
I'm done with Done.
Yeah.
What is the name brands out there? You gotta put us up because it's different over here. Like what?
Because
I got a jit. You know what I'm saying? I got my son, and I like him to be G'd up. You know what I'm saying? But I need to know what's G'd up. You know what I'm saying? What is like? Because I always got J's. He got all the J's. He got all the. You know, I have him. You know, up to par. But like, I want to go get him some new shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to get up. You know, I want some good shit. You know.
know. These kids be wearing all types of crazy shit nowadays. I don't know what.
As long as you keep them out of the skinny jeans, we're good.
Yeah, basically. Because that's the fad that's going on out here right now. Skinny jeans. And
yeah, my son likes wearing that shit.
I don't like my skinny jeans. Not the tight skinnies, though. Not the tight ones, because there's some kids here that wear them too damn tight. He likes them baggy, but they got like the sag thing going on over here. I'll be telling him, pick your pants up.
I don't like that. I can't fuck with a nigga that has tighter jeans than me. You know what I'm saying?
My baby don't wear them like that, though. He don't wear them like tight like that. Like skin tight.
I was like, hey, baby, can I use your jeans today? That's crazy. I can't fuck
with that. Oh, man, that's some faggot shit. Go ahead, baby. You can use my jeans. Don't get no makeup on them. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Put that.
Nigga got on skinny jeans with open toe sandals. The thong just.
No, that's really good. Yeah.
See, but you was watching that the other day. Stop playing with it. But there's two different. There's two types like the skinny jeans, because there's some kids that are wearing them real tight, like girls wear them, and then they got like other type of skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different.
And niggas will sag their jeans and have the tightest jeans on ever. Like, come on, dog. Nobody wants to see your fucking underwear.
No. You know what they do here? They sag their jeans and they put a belt on. And the belt is like down to their fucking thighs.
And then they put on
underwear.
Niggas have pick up their swag all late.
And then they put on these long-ass white skirt shirts. Long-ass white tees, man. Look like a
fucking guy. Come on, nigga. Hold on.
Niggas don't do that up north no more, though.
No, I wear my motherfucking white tees.
They don't wear them like that here, though, either.
I wear my white tees 4X, nigga. Straight up. I keep it up there.
Yeah, I'll fuck with a beat.
I don't know.
Everyone
wearing white beaters out here.
Nah, I can't.
You wear 4X and you athletic? 9
degrees every day out there, of course.
Oh, my God.
I
was done with Florida. When I woke up at 2 in the morning and it was 90-something degrees, I was done with Florida. I was like, never again.
Oh, it rains a lot. Like it rains
that
for rain 10 minutes.
That rain down there, cause it'll rain mad hard for like 10 minutes, and then that's it.
That's my shit right there. Play it.
Fuck with that.
Baby, let me love you down.
That's so mean. I'll be in the club fist pumping when that shit come on, man. Just pumping like a motherfucker. Hey, yo, I'm going to send this shit out to the motherfuckers that got on skinny jeans, man.
No.
This song, I got to play this shit, man. Maybe niggas will listen to this song and realize that you're a faggot.
One of these skinny legs, niggas going to fuck you up one day, the niggas catch you.
Yeah, I know. They're going to see me in the club like, yo, there goes GQ. He's hating on our skinny jeans. Get him. I get the only difference between me and them is that I'll be able to run away from them. They won't. Them tight ass pants they got on.
Oh my God.
Come away with me. Let's journey to a land where men are men. And I wish that this all was a dream. Those skinny jeans, how do you get your balls in them things? And the day that my son should want a pair, that's gonna be the same day that I put a gun to my head. And why would you want your booty to stick out? Just be glad you're not in jail. You are gay to me, and that's okay to me, but I still hate your pants. You're a fag to me, long as you're happy, B, but that don't mean I have to like your pants. Where did you buy those things? Are those designer jeans? Cause I haven't seen them at sex. And I wish that this all was a dream. You got a crotch like a Ken doll in them jeans. And there's no way I should be able to see the imprint of your knees. And them jeans make you look like you got big feet. And I wish that y'all would quit it with that dance. And I hope y'all go to hell. You
are gay to me, and that's okay to me, but I still hate your pants. You're a fact to me, long as you're happy, B, but that don't mean I have to like your pants. Skinny jeans really gross me out. It's just the whole concept, you know. Pulling them over your hairy man ass, and then having to peel them off your hairy legs. It's disgusting. Mickey Fax was in the same room with Joey when he got punched in the eye. I blame it on the skinny jeans. I blame it on the skinny jeans because he couldn't react fast enough. Because his legs was all caught up in the skinny. I hate skinny jeans.
Yeah, stop wearing skinny jeans, man. That shit ain't cool.
Wow, that's special. He said, "Well, yeah. Skinny jeans is gonna shoot himself in the head."
Word. Shit. I shouldn't have to see that in front of your knees.
What's going on? Take
your cross of like a Ken doll.
shit.
Broke this shit and got $17 in his pocket. Get the fuck out of here.
Did you play Grand Theft?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I might have to. What, you on Xbox?
Yeah.
Of course, you ain't got BS.
I ain't been on Xbox on like fucking months, nigga. I'm on there now, though.
You online?
Yeah.
Ah, shit, after the show, I might have to jump on Xbox and kill a couple of motherfuckers on Grand Theft Auto. Get my police car and ride out.
I ain't play this shit in the longest.
It's amazing how they come up with video games. And if you notice, motherfuckers that, like me, I'm one of those motherfuckers that I'll get in a car and I'll mow down, like, every single pedestrian. Just because. Just because I can kill every pedestrian walking on the street. Like, you hear bones hitting the fucking car.
Yeah, that shit is kind of brutal.
Isn't how, if you do shit like that, it kind of makes you wonder, like, if it wasn't wrong, would you do it in a real world?
Depends. If I got a problem with a nigga, I'll fucking mow his fucking grass down, nigga.
Oh, my God, so violent.
I got a problem with somebody, man. That's the only time I see red.
Okay, let
me
not get on your bad side.
I want
you killing me.
Hey, I got a question for both of the Boricuas. What's the biggest, how can I put this? What's the biggest sharp material or utensil you can hold underneath your, actually the sharpest weapon you can hold underneath your tongue?
Oh, wow.
A razor blade.
A blade, nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh.
A razor blade.
That's it, man. Mini a
blade. A blade, shit.
Who does that anymore? I don't know, but, you know, niggas just do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever held a blade
in your
tongue?
You do time for that. You do time for that shit now. You get caught with that, you going to do time.
Well, how can you do it without cutting your fucking tongue?
Hell yeah, nigga. I used to be a beast with that shit. I used to have conversations with the blade in my mouth, motherfucker, flipping the blade all around in my mouth, nigga. That shit easy.
I like it better in my hand.
Yeah, nigga. You can put in more work with the shit in your hand than your fucking mouth.
Yes you can. Yes, you can. Let me stop, because, you know, us Puerto Ricans, we're known for Puerto Rican women.
Yeah, I know, for that Maka Waka game.
Hey, it's the quickest shit to get to in the kitchen. What the hell? Right? Go straight to the door in the kitchen and pull it out. It's right there.
Are both of you Boricuas, are y'all the throwers? Like, you get mad and the first thing that's next to you, you throw it. It could be a damn near 52-inch flat screen TV. If you can lift it properly, you throw it.
Nah, I won't do that shit.
A pot of rice, just cooking, you throw it right at your man?
That, possibly.
Oh, shit. That nigga's going to get hit with a heavy pot full of rice and a hot one. And hot water going to pour on that nigga.
I did that to my brother when I was younger. He was pissing me off, and I hit him with an iron rice pot. Oh, my God. He got four stitches.
Damn.
Should have been messing with me. That's the first shit I threw, so that's what I threw at him. I'm like,
wow.
He said, you bitch. Hell yeah, nigga. He punched me in the eye and gave me a black eye, but he went to the hospital and got stitches, so I didn't care. I was cool with that. I was like, next time you think about it before you start fucking with me.
Oh.
Oh. You got it. He's bleeding.
He's dead. They all died. So, how do y'all like the show so far?
Cool.
Over y'all.
Nigga wanna tell me right before he go on air that he's doing a fucking show.
Look, motherfucker. Hey, Shottown.
That nigga stay doing that shit, man.
Yeah, I do. Shottown.
What's up?
Yo, put the taco meat down. Put down the hard shell.
Put the canepa down.
Put the canepas.
Okay,
I'm Spanish, bro. I know about all of that, man. Stop it, please. You're insulting me right now.
Oh, my gosh. So I need you like bodyguards. Mm-hmm. He knows.
Hell stuff. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Right.
That's out of your mind. That's one of my weaknesses.
Wait. What the
fuck is a canep? Hold on. I have a question for
you
guys. Hold on. Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah, what up?
Like, why? Why do black guys like Puerto Ricans? What's the difference?
Because they like it when we say papi.
No, what's the difference? Like, for real.
It's a little bit more than just
They like it when we say ay papi.
It's a little bit more than just that.
Claro.
See, it's all that shit right there. It's all that trash talk. I don't know exactly what it means. Y'all could be talking about a nigga, but I don't know. Something that draws me to that shit. I don't know why.
He likes me.
I'll tell you exactly why. Number one, your motherfuckers stay wet. Cho-cha be dripping.
And hot.
And leaking.
I keep it bald. I like it.
Yeah.
What y'all say? Are you serious?
No, he did not say that shit.
So you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me the black girls, you know, Toto is not?
Nah, not really.
They be having the fro with the Afro pick.
Yeah, niggas be having the fucking carpet on their shit. I ain't with it.
Well, why don't you just be like, hey, baby, you know, why don't you just trim this down? Because
it ain't 9 times out of 10, it's not my shorty, so.
Wow.
Man, listen, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
All right,
it's just good to know, so it's just basically the way they
say They don't call me my name for no reason.
But that would be kind of uncomfortable to be hairy, darling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because that stinks. How do you have your toto
all
hairy?
Yeah, you know what I'm
like,
saying?
Mm-hmm.
This shit is disgusting. Who the fuck wants to have their toto all hairy? I don't know.
This nigga's crazy, man.
Oh, shit.
I can't do that. Too many bushes.
That's disgusting. Like, how a nigga's going to eat, you know, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? That has to be.
I'm supposed to, you know what it is
to
get that Puerto Rican pussy? It just looks good. It makes you want to put your face in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we have a liquor here, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep it off.
When you put your face in it, do you put it from the back or? No.
Oh, shit. I might be on some freaky shit like that.
We could talk.
That's how you do it.
Well, I can't find. I might have to eat a bitch from the back. I don't know.
ain't never tried no shit like that, but you know.
I never did that shit either, bro.
It's the shit eating out from the back? What?
Nah, I never tried no shit.
You can have a bitch.
Yeah, you can hit a YO over there going loose.
You got everything like Usher and shit. Oh my God.
You gotta have some type of whoopee cushion back there for me to even, I mean, tell you to turn around in the first place.
A whoopee cushion.
Now, what do you say whoopee cushion?
You talking about a big belly?
Yeah, of course we're talking about big belly. Gotta have some type of buns back there.
Some chuletas.
Yeah, you also gotta have some, yeah, shorty gotta have, but see, that's another reason why I love Puerto Rican. I mean, not that many Dominicans really, I mean, it depends on them, but Puerto Rican, like, majority of Puerto Ricans got fat ass. There's a few that fuck it up and they bony as shit. Right. But majority of them, and then another thing, like, fuck it. I've seen an old and older Puerto Rican female, probably like the age of like 55, 60, still got the body. That shit is fucking amazing.
Right? Look young, right?
That shit is fucking amazing.
That's some shit I got to get in between and see what's really going on out here. Like,
oh.
I ain't even going to lie to you, like. That old MILF pussy.
Yo, this nigga is so good.
That old MILF pussy.
Yo, that nigga crazy. He's a psycho. He's cool.
That nigga SD is wilding tonight.
Nigga, this ain't even.
Because we started talking about Boss Totos. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's funny? Every time we talk about sex on this show, this shit goes bonkers, man.
I don't know how to act, man. I'm a fucking lunatic. That's right.
The shit goes plantains, not bananas. It goes plantains.
I'm a lunatic. From the house that on this show, I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
I might calm down later, so, but I'm chilling right now. I'm surprised.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, and I was waiting for Outkast to drop after that.
Yeah.
Because I sound like that Outkast shit for a second.
That Outkast shit.
That bombs over Baghdad shit.
Bombs over Baghdad, yeah. Don't pull your thing out unless you're ready to bang.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Straight up, don't pull that thing out unless you finna bang, man. Real talk. Mm-hmm.
Why did you say Finna in New York too? Oh my God, why is this happening?
What?
What happened?
Finna.
Nigga, I'm from the South. What you talking about?
I mean, I'm from the South.
It's my blood. That's where my roots is at. So that shit is
all. Oh,
yeah. That nigga is from the South. Where at in the South, nigga? ATL?
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with these women? Why do women, I got a question. Why do women always assume and never ask shit? That's a question I got for fucking women around the fucking world. Because
that's what we do.
That's not the same reason why y'all
don't think and y'all get caught.
That's not true.
Word.
That's not true. I always use intelligence. I don't know about these other niggas, but smart.
But when you got a woman that's just as intelligent or more intelligent than you, then you will get caught, baby. Believe that.
Caught with what? Call it what? Because I don't do shit.
Well, how they doing whatever it is that y'all be doing, fucking up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do shit to be getting caught up by no bitch anyway. So, end of the day.
Well, why they got to be bitches, though?
Because,
you know, I was just about to say that.
Because some of them are bitches, just like some of us is niggas.
You're right. Some of them are bitches. Some of them are hoes. Some of them are gold diggers. Right, not all females are bitches.
I got a question, though.
You should be good.
Yeah, you're right. I'm saying, but, yo, why is it cool for your homegirl to be like, yo, what up, slut? Yo, what up, bitch? This and that, yada, yada.
We could do that to each other because we girls, you know what I'm saying? But we don't want no nigga calling us a bitch, you know what I'm saying?
You know why? Because a nigga has a certain way of saying
it. It depends if you say it, how you say it. If you say it with love, it's different.
I just told you that. A certain way we say bitch that gets under their skin, you know what I'm saying?
It's just like if we say, yo, you're a faggot. Or, you know what I'm saying? Niggas hate when you say bitch, nigga. Y'all don't like that when you know, when females say shit like that to y'all. You know what I'm saying? The same shit.
Like,
we get offended. We're, like, more sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what will really piss me off. If a southern chick, if someone from North, a chick from North would have said it, it wouldn't really, I'd probably laugh. But if a chick said it from the South and used a southern accent, I'd probably be highly upset. If she called me a puss-ass nigga, or you old puss-ass nigga, you old fuckboy, call me a fuckboy or something like that.
You old fuck-ass nigga.
Or if a chick calls you a sorry-ass nigga.
Oh,
well, nigga, you ain't nothing but a sorry ass nigga.
Oh, bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga, man.
Bitch ass nigga, that's my word right there, you bitch ass nigga.
You bitch ass nigga. You bitch ass nigga, man.
That muffin in their forehead? Shit, they be mad as fuck. What you said, muffin in the forehead?
Yeah, I think she's talking about mush.
No, you black bitch, nigga, you just muff their ass. They be mad.
Muff? You mean mush?
Mush them in the head.
I'll tell you right now, though, dog. You got a lot of bold chicks out there. Like, you got chicks that will put their pointer finger all in your fucking, your temple and shit when they're mad and shit.
Yeah.
That's some real disrespectful shit.
Yeah.
That shit's never happened to me, but I'm just saying.
I got to side with you on that. I think when somebody touches my face, that's disrespectful. I don't play like that. I don't like, you know, that playing my hands and smacking the face. I don't like that shit. I don't like nobody touching my face.
All right, now what about sex? What if a nigga just puts his arm around your neck?
I mean, what?
That's good. That's good.
I'm not doing
that. He puts his what?
Shit.
What do you say?
I'm not doing that.
What about doing sex?
Gee, I'm like,
correcting you nicely, but you know what I'm saying, not to be smacking the shit out of you, unless you're that type of freak that you just like, well, I mean, rough sex ain't bad, but to get smacked in your face, there's just some freaks out there that do some crazy shit, you know?
Only thing that's being smacked is booty cheek.
That's a little good way to smack that.
Those might be left red when I'm done, but.
You're a freak, nigga. He said, let me smack them booty cheeks.
Booty cheeks.
Right in between. Blang, blang. All that.
Blang, blang.
Blang, blang. Back so I can smack that ass.
Bang, bang. I slapped it down.
Heavy booty.
Heavy booty.
Yo, what the fuck, yo? This shit still trying to load me? I hate this. I'm gonna throw this shit out the
face. We got 15 minutes left. Yo, that shit went by kind of quick. I ain't gonna hold you.
Say time flies when you're having fun. Y'all having fun?
Hell yeah. What's the,
Let that nigga answer that.
What's the, well, first of all, let me ask this question. Yo, SD. What's your view on a girl that loves giving hickeys?
Oh,
Nah, that's not.
Oh, why you doing some gay ass shit like that?
Damn, I know who he's talking about.
That's not even the move. We don't. I don't. I'm not really a fan of that hickey bullshit. Like,
and that's just so good. You ain't gonna push it away either.
Nah, yes, I am. That mean that tells me that you're trying to trap a nigga with all that hickey shit, and I'm really.
Oh, really?
That's leaving your mark.
Yeah, like, you're trying to trap.
That's what it is? It's leaving your mark. Oh, all right.
That's territory.
They call it marking your territory.
Marking your territory,
I call it.
I call it if it's good and that's it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just whatever. Because, I mean, marking your territory, that's
incriminating. That shit is too incriminating. I'm good.
That's that young shit right there. You're saying you're marking your territory. Like.
That's that incriminating shit right there. I'm good. I'm good on that.
Because my boy, he met
like
this girl.
He looks like an asshole, doesn't he? He looks like an asshole. He just looks like an asshole, doesn't he? With all that fucking shit on his neck.
Yeah, this nigga, Shorty went in. Whoever did it, Shorty went in on this nigga's neck. Like, his whole neck had like 20 hickeys all over it.
Niggas think that shit is cool or something, dog? Like,
I don't know. He said he didn't mind because it felt good, and he ain't got no girl, so he said he didn't give a fuck. But I was like, dog, I think she might be trying to mark her territory.
Yeah,
you should have
from Mac to the next show. Oh my god, nigga.
I told him what he should do is next time he goes to her house, he should piss in the corner so he can mark his territory.
Oh damn!
Basically, like,
well, they the same
men
are dogs.
Oh shit!
That's right. That's why we like doggy style so much. That's right.
Well, I know y'all ain't talking because y'all, if we dogs, then y'all cats. You know why y'all cats?
That's right. We cats. That's exactly what I say, too. Men are dogs and women are cats.
Yeah, because y'all cats, y'all cover y'all shit up. Y'all cover y'all shit up. Word up.
That's right, baby. That's how you do it.
We just shit on the floor. And if we get caught, oh well, fuck it. We got caught. Motherfuckers, you motherfucking women, y'all take a shit in the cat litter box. Y'all do shit. And then as soon as we smell it, we look. And it's covered up. We don't see it. And we're like, all right, well, maybe she's not lying.
That's how you do it.
Yo, my boy got his dick sucked by this chick, right? This shit is fucked up.
Oh, Lord.
My boy got his dick sucked by this chick, and her man called her. So he was blowing her phone up. My boy was like, nah, fuck it. I mean, answer the phone afterwards. So she's like, nah, this nigga was
pissed.
He's still giving head. She answered the phone, and it's just like, uh-huh. And he's like, yo, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? I was trying to get a hold of you. So she took dick out of her mouth and had the hand. He said that his dick was in her hand, and she's like, you know, oh, yeah, I'll be home later on. I'm out with my girl, yada, yada. And I guess he said, I love you. She's like, I love you too, boo. And as soon as she hung up, my boy said the first thing that came out of her mouth was, that nigga is a sucker, and continued to suck dick. I'm like, wow.
Continue to whop on.
Shit.
Fuck
back
to whopping off.
Nasty as hell for sucking. Like, you know what I'm saying? How are you going to have a man in and do
that's nasty.
I ain't
just
trying to
hate on nobody, but that's nasty.
I'm doing
my thing
right
now.
That's a hoe.
You can't be giving head like that, you know what I'm saying? So freely nowadays, that's crazy. I didn't say free. I said
so freely.
You can't be putting anything in your mouth. That's just fucking nasty.
For you to do that, I mean, just like you guys, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys ain't gonna go down any chick.
I'm not going on. Cause pussy be smelling like it just woke up in the morning.
You know, that's not something you just do, man. That's nasty.
You gotta be your fucking birthday.
You don't just
shit.
That's
no,
your
wow.
mouth. You don't just put nothing in your mouth. That's nasty.
Wow. This really says that it has to be a birthday? Wow.
Charlie, you my man shit, but fuck that. There's too much fucking diseases going on around. Hell no.
Yeah, that's
fucking shit. Got fucking herpes, HIV, AIDS.
Yeah.
Ooh, well,
you
walk around
with
a pen in your mouth talking about, I don't know how the fuck I got this. Well, bitch, you wouldn't be giving that to yourself.
I'm real sensitive when it comes to my mouth, too, man. Like, fuck that. I don't want to get no bumps in my,
yeah,
on
like,
my mouth area, man.
Like, that's why these bitches be mad at me out here. Like, yo, why you don't be counting through that kiss and shit, man? Like, that's not me. Like, that's really
I like kissing. I got to say. I think that's
Oh, no. Yeah, kissing is that shit. Like, I love
that
kissing.
Shit not
I love
me.
Kissing. I love
Sorry.
Kissing.
That shit is not
especially when a nigga kiss good. If you got a nigga that can't kiss, you feel like hell no. But a nigga that can kiss,
but that's how you know.
Like,
that's how you
like,
know if a nigga know how to fuck.
Right,
if a nigga don't know how to fuck, they can't. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when
you tell. So wait a minute. If a nigga knows how to kiss, then he knows how to fuck. Is that your assumption?
Yeah,
that's not true. I know how to fucking kiss, and I could fuck like a jackrabbit in this bitch.
Okay, so you know how to fuck, but.
I'm not a kisser.
What she's saying is that if you can kiss, then you can fuck.
So you're trying to say if you can't kiss, you can't fuck. I can't kiss, but I can fuck. So is that an oxymoron?
You can't kiss, you don't know how to kiss?
Nah, yeah, I don't do that shit. That shit is not me.
You know what that sounds like? Somebody broke your heart and you're trying to fall in love again. That's what that is.
Fall in love. I don't even know what that means. What is you talking
That's
about?
That's why sometimes folks are
hold on a minute. Hold on a second. How old are you? How old are you?
I'm old enough.
What's old
oh.
enough? Are you over 30 or under 30?
Nah, hell no. I'm under 30.
Okay. That's what's up,
man. I ain't too far from 30, though. I'll tell you that. Shit. Now that you just mentioned
I mean,
it,
you like, the way you sound,
you know,
sound like
you don't kiss,
bitter,
that
like,
just means that you're not
hard.
Romantic. That's all. You're just not romantic. That's all.
That's not true. Just because I don't kiss
somebody. If you don't kiss, you say you got a girl, you know, you got your man. Y'all don't kiss. That's kissing is romantic. You know what I'm saying? That's, I don't know. That's a big part, I think.
That's the only way you can be romantic by fucking kissing one in their mouth, bro. Like, I guess so.
Is rubbing on a titty romantic?
I mean,
that's
I feel
for,
you.
That's
I feel you, baby.
Come here, baby. Let's go to the movies. Let me rub on your titty so that could be really romantic. That's not romantic.
I'm not kissing you. Fuck that. Sorry. I'm not a big fan of it. That's all.
I mean,
is it that you don't like,
I feel buddy. I feel him. I feel him like
is it that you don't know how to kiss? You never had a good kisser before. That's what it is.
I mean,
you ain't have
that's probably what it is.
That's not even close to the problem, you know, just like a woman assuming shit and just, you know, not asking, but
I'm asking you, baby. I'm not assuming. I'm asking you.
And you're talking in a assuming voice, so.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. It's no problem. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? I done had all these people like, yo, I'll show you how to do this. I'm not with that kissing shit. That's just not for me. Sorry. That shit ain't for me.
So pretty much what I think he's trying to say is that he doesn't, he's like, kissing is a waste of time. Let's just hurry up and fuck, because,
I mean, it ain't gotta be so blatant. Hold on. It ain't gotta be so blatant like that. A nigga never just rushes into a sex, man. Now, you got me twisted, man.
Okay, so how you, what's your hot spot? Then let's just say it like that, because one of my hot spots is kissing. You gotta kiss, you kiss good, you know, turn on to me.
So that is, look what you just said. One of your hot spots. One of my hot spots.
But that's like my main though. I mean, like, damn, who don't fucking kiss? I mean, that's romantic. Kissing is romantic.
I gotta kiss. I
know. I love
to
kiss. I need a kiss.
But with me, you gotta have some sexy ass lips. Like, I mean, I kiss, but if you got some sexy
that's
lips.
That's what I'm saying.
I melt like fucking butter. I'm sorry.
What? Because those lips are juicy and soft and you just suck on your lips. How could you not like that shit?
What?
Oh,
man. Yo, dog. I'm fucking busting up for kissing, man. No homo.
Oh, wow. Kissing.
I was actually playing about that.
Y'all niggas can have that.
Where the hell would I put that stuff?
Y'all niggas can have that.
he ain't had a girl kiss him the right way. That's why he don't like it. That's why I said, that's not
his thing. Nah, I had this last chick. Yo, she was a black chick. She was into that kissing shit. Oh, Lord. Every time I turn around, I just fucking, every time I turn around, this bitch got her fucking lips in my face. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's why. That's why. Oh, with somebody all in your grill like that, you be
like chill, man. Like, kiss me when I'm fucking sleeping or some shit. Like,
kiss
me when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, real talk. Kiss you when I'm sleeping. You get away with that shit all day. You can have fun with my lips. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just don't let me wake up and fucking find you all in my mouth. Like, that's it. You ain't going to be one in my mouth.
Yeah, that's in the morning. I'm with you on that one. I don't like the morning stuff.
You ain't
going to
want to be on in my mouth in the morning time anyway, so it don't matter.
Oh, you're not even staying around for that.
You heard?
Yo, dog, you ever had a chick throw you out after y'all fucked?
Negative.
I had this chick one time, and I was amazed because, first of all, when we started, I'm thinking, okay, is she going to kiss, cuddle, all this shit?
Oh, no.
And as I got there, and I'm doing all this, she's like, yo, are we going to fuck or what? And I'm like, okay. I never really just fucked. I had to always kiss. So that kind of threw me off. So I did it.
Oh, no.
And when I was done, Shorty's like, yeah, that was good. But you got to leave. I'm like, damn. I felt
like it's
like,
I did.
Yeah, she treat me like a bitch. I was like, yo.
Hey, sometimes a nigga don't got a fucking problem with that. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I be thinking the same fucking thing. Like, I wish this chick would leave out this motherfucker.
Wow, you a little dog, ain't you? I can just tell.
I'm not a dog. It's certain chicks
you
treat certain.
You like
certain chicks you treat certain ways. It's like, don't even, like, don't get me twisted. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, certain chicks you gotta treat that way.
Treat certain ways, me. All my men, if you talk to any one of my ex-females, any one I'm dealing with, fucking love with me.
Right, but most of the time, guys have good girls and they don't realize that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't,
I know that's right. They don't realize that.
Niggas like bitches. That's what niggas like. They like bitches. They like girls to treat them fucking like shit. They like them to fucking girls. And they got a girl. When they got a fucking good girl, they don't know how to fucking appreciate her. That's it. That's the way it is.
Because I'm a big fan of you. You gotta beat him. You don't need him. So if I had to even go that route with you, I don't need you. Like, I don't need you. If I gotta go any other extra ways with you, I don't need you. Like,
that's why women ask so many questions in the very beginning. You never notice how women always ask questions because they want to know what you're about.
That's what I'm talking about. Ask fucking questions. It beats the hell out of fucking just being on the motherfucking phone quiet or whatever the fuck the situation is, man.
Actually,
yeah, that's a good fucking question. Yeah, that's man. We want to sit there on the phone, and I'm like, yo, mom, I'll fucking talk to you some other time or something while you answer the phone. Bitch, we ain't talking about nothing.
Like,
yo, you know what? Niggas be like that. Yo, that's what I was talking to. Like, niggas be like that. If you're on the phone, they don't say shit, blah, blah. You know, you be like, yo, I'm going to holler at you. You know what I'm saying?
Then niggas want to get
Don't hang up. Man, you ain't. If you ain't gonna give me a syllable or something, hang the fucking phone up. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the time.
Because it makes you feel like they don't want to talk to you. What the fuck you on the phone for? You know?
Let me know something. Like
yo, bitch, I'll call you back another day.
Hey, yo, man.
Call me back. Oh, my God.
I don't want to cut motherfuckers short because it always ends up. At the end of the show, niggas always end up going in. But we got 48 seconds left on the fucking show. This was the new female host tryout, motherfucking practice run. We had Chi-Town Illis and motherfucking Y.O.'s Illis. SD was in the building, your boy GQ. Hold it down, Angry Bastard Radio. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I guess we can do like an 8 o'clock show if niggas is free. 8 to 10 or 9 to 11. Just stay tuned. Hit us up on Facebook on GEE / QEW. Put that in the search bar. Or hit us up at Angry Bastard Radio on Facebook. And also, if you want, I don't check the motherfucker, but if you want, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Or his website.
Dang.
Yeah, MySpace is old as shit. You was tuned in to the two bastards holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio. Bastards. And we had two Boricuas from the south, actually from the north side, you know, but now residing in the south, holding it down for you bastards and you bitch ass niggas and you bitch ass bitches. So,
bitch ass bitches.
We gonna play this last track right here. This is some Joel Ortiz shit. Man, nigga's Puerto Rican.
That's
fucking crazy. This shit is aight. This is some smooth shit though. Only a smooth nigga like myself. That's why they call me GQ.
Shut your
dumb
ass up.
Oh, he's so mean. You're mean. You know that? You.
And you grab the radio, you know
what
I mean?
That's the first time I've heard that, so.
You must be doing something right.
I must be doing something right.
Well, I take it easy.
I don't know.
Love, peace.
Come
love, peace, and
if I'm mean and then.
Oh, shit. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Mm-hmm.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Oh, shit. And malters. And fucking coconut skin.
See what it be like.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
I'm sending this song out to all the sexy ladies out there. All the sexy ladies out there. If you're listening, this shit is going out to y'all. Good night, everybody.
Someone wants to air like where you come from. Is it lonely in the clouds? No, you on another planet. Yeah, you seem understanding. Girl, come meet her too demanding. Some say I keep my wall up, but for you I get my all up. I ain't used to seeing flawless, but I know you like seeing ballers. Sure, I can take you shopping, buy you blank, get you a newer dress. But wouldn't you rather have a king get a new address? See, my last missus, she was bad business. Too many bad decisions going out and fast living. Yeah, I need inspiration. I feel like that's missing. And sex, that's vicious. Science, first class ticket. She's so clean, body so mean. I've never met a girl like this before. Sure, I can be a player, have any girl anywhere. Every time she stares at me, just like I'm walking away. Push the other ones aside, she's my piece of butterfly. Sticking in my family blood, fantasize about us in bed. Like Miami's club, see us hand in hand taking pics. On the Grammy rug, her voice is as warm as the grip of my granny's hug. Hate when I be going away, cause I miss the chick. Got me feeling like I'm MJ. I'm like, this is it, never been in love before. Don't know how it's supposed to feel, but she got me pretty sure. Cause I'm so emotional. Got me called Thomas, I get Alzheimer's. Forgot the words at my show when she walked by us. Like a breeze blew a flower across the fair. She's the Air Force One, I be walking on air.
She's so clean, body so mean. I've never met a girl like this before. Sure, I can be a player, have any girl anywhere. Every time she stares at me. What a stunning mind. When she arrives, I get vibes. It's like another high. You got the right thickness. Ass vicious. A sex game, jet flames. First class ticket.
She's so clean, body so mean. I've never met a girl like this before.